We are back on The Wire on 95BFM. Remember, if you have anything you'd like to add throughout the show, you can chuck us a text on 53395. Now we have us newly brought back segment, The Southern Cross. That's all right. That's not going to play. That's okay. We have AUT Pacific Media Centre's Kendall Hutt in studio with a whole lot of new Pacific news for us. How are you, Kendall?
Good, thank you.
That's good. So, okay, I guess the first kind of topic that we are going to talk about today is repression in West Papua.
Bonnie Etherington, a young Kiwi author, was in the country last week, and she's written a novel based off her own experiences on West Papua, which is a region which has been repressed by Indonesia since the 60s. And it was controversially sort of incorporated into Indonesia through a controversial act of free choice, sort of dubbed by critics as an act of no choice in 1969. And sort of controversy is also compounded by the fact that the region is plagued by media freedom and human rights violations, and this is all despite President Joko Widodo's lifting of restrictions on foreign journalists in 2015. Harassment and assaults against journalists have continued since then. Just this morning, we had news of two French journalists being deported over alleged visa violations, and these journalists have been banned from entering Indonesia for 6 months. They were there on a tourist visa reporting, and obviously that's not allowed. So we had that. But back to Bonnie Etherington, the launch was very successful. I think it sort of highlighted the repression in West Papua and brought it back to the fore and in the media spotlight. And it sort of tells the story of a young family who moved to West Papua after the death of the female protagonist, Ruth's sister. And Bonnie herself spent 11 years in West Papua. She grew up there, and sort of a lot of her experiences sort of are sort of told throughout the book, and I think that it will sort of open people's eyes to the repression in West Papua.
Yeah, and what is some of that repression? I know a lot of people just kind of have heard that West Papua is going through a lot of conflict, but don't have kind of an idea of what that entails.
So obviously, as I mentioned before, a lot of harassment and assaults against journalists. And a Freedom House report from last year shows that access is not automatic, unimpeded or granted quickly. And the situation for West Papuans themselves is also quite dark. The Human Rights Watch World Report last year sort of reveals dozens of Papuans remain imprisoned for non-violent expression of their political views. And this is surrounding, obviously, independence from Indonesia. A lot of issues surround raising of the Morning Star flag, and more than 1,700 Papuan independence supporters, they were detained in May last year while showing solidarity with the International Parliamentarians for West Papua, and those protests for London were in London. And many organisations and human rights groups, they did condemn those arrests, and also allegations of torture also did emerge. And several Pacific nations also were prompted to speak out against these mass arrests and, you know, journalists' assaults, and obviously Papuans, they do remain in prison sort of to this day.
Mm. And those media freedom issues that you were talking about before as well, is that kind of limited to West Papua, or is that a bigger issue over the Pacific?
So media freedom issues obviously across the Pacific sort of comes to mind as Fiji, since Frank Bainimarama took power following a coup. And obviously the Media Industry Development Decree was implemented in 2010, which sort of ended a tradition of self-regulation in Fijian media, and means that if Fijian journalists do speak out against the government, they can be heftily fined or imprisoned. And this is enforced by the Media Industry Development Authority, and a lot of organisations, particularly media freedom organisations, they have sort of criticised these new laws as draconian, and they do see it as a blatant attempt to control the media, thinking here of the International Federation of Journalists. And on top of that, Fiji doesn't have a Freedom of Information Act, which means access to the government, and that information is difficult.
Right, and then the last kind of broader topic that we have today is about climate change in the Pacific. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So obviously the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has been releasing reports for many years, and sort of we know that climate change is a massive issue facing the Pacific, especially surrounding extreme weather events such as cyclones. Last year we had Cyclone Winston in Fiji and caused a lot of damage, and it is very difficult for Pacific nations to recover from this damage. And some more island states, such as Vanuatu, Kiribati and Tuvalu, they've already fallen victim to rising sea levels. I'm thinking here of the Carteret Islands as well. Many Carteret Islanders have been forced to migrate to Bougainville because the islands have been encroached by rising sea levels. And climate change is obviously one of the biggest issues facing the world right now, but I think a lot of people aren't aware of how that impacts the Pacific. You know, they live with climate change every day, and obviously here in New Zealand that the government isn't so committed to climate change, and obviously they do go on about a strong relationship with our Pacific neighbours, and I think that we should be seeing more efforts to combat climate change, particularly for our Pacific neighbours.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like a lot of the